The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I invite you to turn to page 156 in the front of your hymnals, please. As we chant together and recall in response to the Kyrie.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
And then he turned the page to 159. All glory be to God.
Glory be to God on high, and peace to earth be given. Let angels sing, let all reply, goodwill breaks forth from heaven. Lord God Almighty, heaven's King, we worship you, our thanks we sing, we praise you for your glory. For Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, creation's author, O Lamb of God, your death alone takes sin away forever. Stretch out your arms to every land, and as you reign at God's right hand, receive our prayer, have mercy. The Holy One we name you, for you alone are God Most High, one living God we claim you. We worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, with God the Spirit ever blessed, in God the Father's glory.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the later time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 27, 4 through 9. We will read it responsibly. Yeah, maybe. Some have it, I think. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek God in his temple. For the day of trouble God will give shelter. Hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary and raise me high upon a rock. Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. The second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For to whom shall we call? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Pray that Jesus saved from our Lord Jesus Christ, His Heavenly Father, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. When I first was approached by the bishop's office about Christ Lutheran Church in Heath, Ohio, I have to confess I had some prior knowledge about the city of Heath. It had them all. Because I dated a girl in Newark, and the other thing I heard about Newark was that, oh, you're going to go live in Newark. You know the people who say Newark the most? The people who don't live in Newark. I've noticed this. Newark this, Newark that. I feel some empathy a little bit because I was born in Upper T. Arlington, or Upper Arlington, and then we moved to Hillbilliard, Ohio. Because when I was at Hillbilliard, or Hillbilliard High School, we had FFA coming in, and we had Tractor Day. And so I see various sizes of tractors, including everything ranging from a little John Deere lawn tractor to someone coming in with a combine. Now, overall, over the years, Hillbilliard is no longer Hillbilliard. But you know, he says Hillbilliard the most? People who are not from Hillbilliard. Because people have this impression of what it is to be in Hillbilliard, people have this impression of what it is to live in Newark. Right? You say Newark all the time, you do this, that, or the other. And I know this, and you all know this as well, that is a lie. There's industry here, there are other things going on, Intel is coming in, we have fantastic schools, we have not one theater, we have two theaters, and we have a whole theater dedicated to youth. There are a lot of great things going on in our community. We have a fantastic, gorgeous courthouse. But yet, if you listen to the narrative outside of here, it's an economically repressed place that people don't know how to spell, how to pronounce the word N-E-W-A-R-A. That's a lot. And so, but whenever people go out from here, and I noticed this as well in my own life, I've been here long enough for some of the other pastors to go, oh, you're from there? And I go, heck yes, I'm from there. It's a fantastic place. Please don't tell the synod office I said that. I was more to emphasize my passion for being part of this congregation and this community. We often experience something like that in our lives. Perhaps not about where we live, but perhaps, oh, you are this person's child. Or you're this person's parent. Whatever that might be, there are all these things that the impression people have of you. Because of who you are, where you come from, what you do for a living, whatever that might be. And the same thing happened in Jesus' day. The first part of our gospel passage today. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali. What good can come from those places? Oh, I don't know. How about the Messiah? How about Jesus calling that place home? And then, so Jesus kind of exposed a lot of that area, how it was a valued place to be. And then we come here to Simon and Andrew, and they're chasing the almighty denarii, that coin. And they think, for us to be happy, we have to have this. We have to do this, X, Y, and Z. We have to be able to do these accumulated wealth. We need a bigger boat, and that will make us happy. They were living a lot, and Jesus comes into their life and says, come, follow me, and I will teach you to fish for people. Now I thank God Simon didn't get his net and start throwing it on the first person he saw on the land. Because it's a metaphor. He's only fishing people. Jesus teaching people how to fish for people, metaphorically, by building relationships with them. So I think that's what Jesus comes to do in our lives. We have these burdens that we carry. I know in my life, I'm Weldon Adams' son. Depending on where you go, I'm 52 and a half years old as of last week. And I'm still called Weldon's son. Does anybody else have a similar experience? No one does. And Beto says, here's Paul Bugs' son, we need to talk afterwards, okay? Well, you got what it's like. You might be changed the world in your life. And people go, oh, you're Jimmy's kid, you're Sally's daughter, whatever that kind of thing might be. And then they ask you what you're doing with your life, expecting you still to be that child they knew when you were this big in your mother. And then you say, I teach 150 students music. I am a lead consultant in classroom. I do all the other kinds of things. I've been a nurse for decades. And people kind of realize the life that they had in their lives. But here's where the sin I think comes in, is when we believe the lie. Meaning, if I could only be Weldon's son, or you could only be Sally's daughter, and not your own self, and we have to live according to that external expectation of what it means to be that, and other people's minds, or if we're from Yerk or Hill Billiard, we have to live our lives according to that life, what kind of a life is it? But what we celebrate and what Jesus does in today's gospel lesson is he comes into the lives of people where they are in the midst of those expectations of other people's making or of their own making and shows clearly there is something better. There is something better than life that will give you satisfaction, that will give you enjoyment, that will give your life meaning. And that is what? It is to come and follow Christ. Where Christ leads us. Christ takes us from the lake and takes us to the shore and to interact with people in our world around us, teaching and spreading the gospel, curing diseases of all kinds, curing illnesses of all kinds, by bringing hope into the world that we experience in Christ and express most fully the hope we have that Christ expresses on the cross, where life comes through Christ. Following where Christ leads us. And when we lead our lives like that, when we follow our lives living ourselves, living under Christ, the lie is destroyed around us. We begin to see those false narratives for what they are, that they're false, that they're empty, that they don't give us life, that they don't give us satisfaction. Case in point, how many of you have ever been to a high school reunion? How many of you have been seeing people in your lives that are trapped by the acne of what they did when they were 30 years earlier in their lives? And they go, yeah, it's one thing to be proud of what you did 30 years ago. It's another thing to have that be the acne and the totality of your existence. And that's where the danger comes in. You want to tell that person, you've done a lot more things than that in your past 30 years. Come. Let that go and incorporate that into your life without putting it in the entirety of your life. That's what Christ does for us. Simon, Andrew, James, and John were always going to be fishermen, but they were not always going to be fishermen. They followed Christ. They believed in the gospel. They became fishers of people. Spreading the gospel, through thought, through word, through deed. So my friends, my siblings in faith, Christ calls us, meets us where we are in the midst of our own stuff, our own business, and says, come, follow me, and I will bring you life. Amen.
Our hymn is number 798, and we will be singing verses 1, 2, and 3.
faith based on the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son and our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
At the end of the petition, I will say, Mercy to God, please say, receive our prayer. Father God, that follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Make your church one in purpose, proclaiming the message of the cross. Help us to work together across differences. Energize ecumenical partnerships, including the World Council of Churches and Lutheran World Federation. Merciful God, we rejoice at the bounty of your creation. Fill the land and sea with your abundance. Bless harvests in the southern hemisphere and fallow fields in the northern hemisphere. Equip farmers to still and keep the earth sustainable. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
In Christ your reign comes near and calls all for repentance. Break the rod of the oppressor in every nation. Dispel the shadow of death in place of war and persecution. Grant his leaders to lift the yokes that burden those in need. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Be a stronghold for those in trouble and a rock for all who are afraid. Rouse communities to care for neighbors who need shelter, are facing maltreatment, or are isolated and vulnerable. Today we especially pray for Richard Elbert, Christina, Abigail, Christopher, Gary Clark, Danny Moore, Ruth B., and those who look up in the sun of the rock. Merciful God,
we receive our prayer.
Sustain the ministries of this congregation and all churches in this community. Nurture each congregation's unique witness to your presence. Foster mutual respect. Inspire our cooperation in loving our neighbors. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We praise you for the faithful who have gone ahead of us, both famous and unknown. Help us to leave our nest and follow, and bring us to them the fullness of your promise of eternal life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We bring to you our needs and our hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ Jesus. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let us share that peace with one another. Continue to worship with our gifts and our offerings. Please be seated. offerings of thanksgiving for all your works of merciful power, and share us and shape us as people who are justice and freedom. Do we magnify the Lord through Jesus our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and prayers.
Thank you. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away joy, a child of God, forgiven, loved, and free. The life of Jesus to recall, in love lay down for me, in love lay down for me. I come with Christians far and near, a solemn affair, the new community of love, in Christ's communion bread, in Christ's communion bread. As Christ breaks bread and bids us share, each proud division ends. The love that made us makes us one, and strangers now our friends, and strangers now our friends. The Spirit of the risen Christ, unseen but ever near, is in such friendship better known, alive among us here, alive among us here. Gather met, together bound by all that God has done, we'll go with joy to give the world the love that makes us one, the love that makes us one.
Thank you.
Please rise. The body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in grace. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the healing that brings forth abundantly from this table. Renew our strength to do justice, to love kindness, and the journey humbly with you. Amen. The God who faithfully brings forth justice and breaks the cuts and draws, bless, strengthen, and uphold you today and always. Amen. Our closing hymn, number is before number. What? 866. We are marching in the light of God. We are going to be marching, singing, and praying. We're not going to dance because I don't want to hurt anybody by dancing.
Jesus.